I'm going to have to stop that for a moment. Okay. Let's see, we'll give everybody a couple of minutes. No, we're already past the time we got on. We'll go by the clock on the wall time. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good to see you. Good to be here. You settle into your space. Know that you are being healed. That whatever lessons you came here to learn this morning will be learned, whether that's on a conscious level or not. So each one of us has already taken that step of connecting with one another and realize as we connect with one another, we connect with all beings. And once we become even a little bit aware of that, we become aware that we are constantly held in unconditional love and light. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can change that. We can get lost in the illusions of the mind. We can get lost in the illusions of the material world. But even when we are lost, we are loved unconditionally. So, what I imagine so often is what we do on Sunday morning is we remind one another of who we are. Even though we might find ourselves in forgetfulness once in a while. For those of you who are sometimes here in person in Unity, I wanted to let you know that Doreen Stein made her transition, I think, this weekend. She fell, broke her hip, was in the hospital, and I, from what I heard, became unresponsive after a while and passed. So I would o ask us to open ourselves to prayerfully to her spirit. And also for our partner, Bill. You can say this out loud or in your mind. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. Power of God protects you. And the presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. And all is well. All is perfect. Well, it's just the way it's supposed to be. Even though it doesn't feel that way sometimes. Does anybody have anything that might have been left over from last week or sessions past that you want to either comment on or explore? I'll take that as a no or a maybe. I'm going to begin on page 295. You know, that's a little bit of a repetition of what we ended with last week. But it would give a sense of continuity in what's going on. Also, I felt like it was a tremendously wonderful, beautiful blessing. And I'm never going to turn one of those down. Though I have in the past. That might be a really interesting way to start this morning, is by just opening our minds and our hearts to what we are grateful for in this moment. I forget that a lot. Gratitude is always going to be, or always can be, let's say, the springboard into higher consciousness. You can't be grateful and pissed off at the same time. In fact, when you are grateful, negativity cannot intrude. It's kind of like what this book and the other book says. It's the upper room, and negativity cannot exist there. It's not that it's just not there. It cannot exist there. And of course, that always stops me in my tracks. Say, well, if it can exist in inside me, I guess, well, I got some work to do. Which is okay. That's what I'm here for anyway. But that's a good reminder of I cannot hold on to gratitude. You don't hold on to gratitude, you let it happen. You open yourself to it. It's bigger than what you can hold on to. I open myself up, I open my heart, I open my mind, I open my spirit to gratitude, to thankfulness, to loving kindness, to compassion. They're all like beads on a string, strung together. And the guides are saying this. Remember that they're present to us right now in this moment, just as they were maybe 8 or 9 years ago when this book was first printed. So it's not just reading something that was written before. It's being open to this as being the truth in this moment. We lift the candle for you now. Remember an old Peanuts cartoon? Linus is telling Lucy, it's better to light one little candle and to curse the darkness. And the next panel shows Lucy going like this, you stupid darkness. It still hadn't lost its verve. It's still funny. God, that was about 40, 50 years ago. We lift a candle for you now and bless you as you stand before us. We know who you are, yes? And while we understand the trials you have endured on this plane, the disappointments, the confusion, or the calamity you may have known yourselves through, we also know that the blessed ship you are, the blessed vessel of the divine that you are, cannot be shaken. Will always be in knowing of who she is. You can never, that part of you, that aspect of you, that truth of you never forgets. We celebrate you now and we sing your song, a million candles blazing, and our chorus sings for you. We love you each. We love you each. We thank you each for your coming, heralds of the new dawn. As we are, we know, and as we know, we be. We may only stand where we are, and where we are is everywhere. Reminded of that wonderful line from an old Jackson Brown song. I think it's your Bright Baby Blues. Oh no, The Pretender. I want to know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of a greater awakening? How do you do that? Only the fitful dreams of a greater awakening. Thank you each. This is the prayer of the great change, and it is the initiation at this stage of the mountain. We are in reverence now for what is occurring within, those of you who align to this. And in our gratitude, we offer you the emerald that gleams as you in vibrant light. We are here, we are here, we are here. Now we will stop for the day, because we can. Not because we have nothing more to say, but because the field that Paul sits in is so expanded now that we wish him to be in it as we wish you to be in yours. We would invite you, if you would, to pause in your reading of this text and be still and know I am. Thank you each, and good night. So why don't we do that for a moment or so? You just close your eyes, be comfortable in the place you're in. A couple of deep breaths. And letting it be okay that we don't have to fill in the silence with words. I am free, I am free, I am free. Back to page 296, day 20. I'm not into numerology, but if any of you are, you might find out what 20 means, if anything. Sometimes I think some of that stuff's just made up. And some of it isn't. What did the Buddha put it? Buddha put it, don't believe anything I tell you. Don't believe anything anybody tells you. Only believe what resonates in your heart. And that might be different today as it is tomorrow. It doesn't matter. What resonates the truth for you today in this moment. Now, what we teach you tonight, or this morning, is about who you think you are. And you all think too much about who you're supposed to be. One of my mother's favorite expressions, who do you think you are, young man? I often wonder if I had the nerve and the knowing at that time was, well, I'm a beloved child of God, who are you? But it was always like my joy or my independence, my freedom at that particular was always being called into question. Or as I like to say so often, and I'm sure you've heard this ad nauseum, but it's still true. The good news is you're not who you think you are. And I use good news in a very deliberate way. Good news means gospel, or gospel means good news. Good. In fact, the good news is you're not who you think you are. That was the whole message of John the Baptist. When he came out of the desert and he told people to repent, he wasn't saying you're sinners, there's something wrong with you. He said, you got to rethink this whole picture. Repent means, literally, it means to rethink. You need to rethink this whole picture. You need to rethink this whole image of who you think you are. Because unless you do, the message that Jesus is going to preach next, which is the message of unconditional love, you're not going to get it. Because you can't get it with your small self. It just doesn't work. Small self, little self, ego conscious, personality conscious, does not understand unconditional love. It cannot, it's not made to understand. So if you don't, you can't get it in your old, another way of putting that, I guess, and the book would put it that way too, I think, you can't get it from your old way of thinking. It just doesn't work. So if you still think you're who you're supposed to be, you're not going to really get the message of what you're here for to begin with. Until you begin to realize that who you are is so much greater than any names you could claim, you will be playing the game of smallness. And in smallness, you adhere to things that are equal in stature to that which is small. When you're in small consciousness, you choose small consciousness. That was another lesson I learned from my family of origin. We weren't rich, but we weren't poor either. We were kind of lower middle class, I'd say. But both mom and dad grew up in the Depression. So they were very, very conscious of scarcity. And I can remember my mom, this was a pattern she would follow. If she wanted or needed something, especially usually it was something needed, let's say for the house, the apartment we lived in. We lived in a four-story walk-up in Brooklyn. Two bedrooms, bathroom, living room, kitchen, typical place. Whenever there was something that was, let's say, a necessity to buy, she would always be looking for the cheapest one. Not the best one, cheapest one. And inevitably, she would buy the cheapest one and it would turn out to be a piece of crap that would fall apart. So she wound up getting something in. But it was always getting, it wasn't getting something that I really wanted. It was always getting second best. And I found myself literally falling into exactly that same pattern without even realizing it until much later on in my adult life. And I said, you know, I'm doing the same damn thing my mother was doing. The example that came to my mind was, this was before computers and word processors. I needed a typewriter. So there was a rather expensive one, electric typewriter, and then a cheap one. So of course I bought the cheaper model, which, you know, literally fell apart after a couple of days. So I wound up spending more money on getting the good one. And it really dawned on me, I said, that's the same pattern my mother would follow. When am I just gonna get the best one you can get for the price that you can afford, right? And stop kicking yourself in the butt. Stop denying yourself the pleasure of getting something good. That was another thing. Well, you shouldn't feel good about this because you have to have it. As we are your teachers, we have a gift to give you, which is information and tutelage to lift you beyond where you have been thus far. And the intention we hold for you tonight is that you all progress upside the mountain with us. Because as we take you up the mountain, we are your tour guides. We are also the ones who say, it can be done. You may know yourselves in a new way as you align to it and you say, yes, I may. So we're hiring the guides as Sherpas going up the mountainside. They're not doing it for us, they're helping us get there. But we're the ones who need to decide where we're going to go. Each one of you here, by the nature of your being here, physically present, or electronically, has made a decision to be in accord with our vibration. You might not have realized that. Come walking through these doors on Sunday morning, and without even realizing it, I am setting my intention that I will be in the vibration of these loving guides that have volunteered their time, their effort, their energy to guide me up the mountainside. And wouldn't it be interesting if we just became more aware of that one? What are you doing here? Oh, it's Sunday morning. I go to class. Okay. How come? Well, I don't know. It's kind of nice. By being in accord with who we are, what we call to ourselves as emanation, as an output of vibration. You align to us and you go into agreement with the vibration you may hold that is in agreement with what can be. In other words, I open myself up to the highest learning possible to me in this moment. I'm willing to get the best. Now, each one of us is going to learn that, perhaps in a different way. Each one of us is going to be affected by that in a different way. It'd be, for instance, if I were to play a piece of music up here, a piece of music, let's say, that all of you enjoyed for whatever reason it might happen to be, that each one of you would be enjoying that or taking it into yourself, taking it into your consciousness in a different way than the person sitting next to you. You might think everybody's responding the way you are, but they're not. I could even say the color red, and each one of you is going to picture red, and each one of you is going to think everybody else pictures red the same way I do, and you don't. I could say chair, and you're all going to think, well, this chair, or maybe a chair at home, maybe a chair I sat in that I really enjoyed being in, maybe a chair that made me very uncomfortable. But all of you are going to be thinking about chair in a different way. No, it's not going to be the same. Can I give those around me the room to grow? To grow the way they need to? It's a good question. Can I give those around me the ability to grow the way they need to? And what can be, we will tell you, is so much more than you think, so much more than you feel. And that is why we ask you on this morning to not think, at least for the next 20 minutes or so. And it's someone once described a novel, or especially a fantasy novel, as the willful suspension of disbelief. In other words, I'm just going to let it happen. I'm not going to keep asking questions about, well, why is that happening? Does this fit? I'm just going to read it, and I'm going to enjoy the pleasure of being kind of in another world. And that's what the guides are asking us to do this morning. Can I just allow myself to be in an open place, to be able to receive whatever it is I need to receive? He is thinking too much this morning. What are they going to do? Is this in the book? What will the teaching be? Here we go again. The prescription of what you think is always less than what could actually be. That's just a great, great sentence. The prescription of what you think is always less than what could actually be. So where I get caught up with that is, somebody might ask me, where are you on your spiritual path? And I will tell you where I perceive myself to be. But see, where I perceive myself to be is coming from my analytical thinking, intellectual mind, which is limited on that particular scale. So I can share with you as long as I'm sharing you my perception, but knowing that my perception of what I'm saying or how I'm expressing it is limited by its very nature. Here's where I perceive myself to be. But where I really am is much, much more than that. And for whatever reasons involved, I am not allowing myself to be able to touch that or be touched by that yet. So I open myself up to that reality. Let me be touched with the highest reality I can be touched with. Let me be touched with unconditional love as deeply as I can accept it. Let me be touched by healing as much as I possibly can be in this moment. Take it in. It's not out there. Take it in. Pull it in. Suck it in like a vacuum cleaner. I am whole. I am filled with light. I am perfect. I am filled with light. I am surrounded by the pure white light of Christ. Nothing but good shall come to me. Nothing but good shall go from me. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. I go to sleep with that mantra in my mind, and it works. I don't wake up with it on my mind all the time. I'll wake up and usually the first thought is I have to go to the bathroom. I say, okay, we'll take you to the bathroom, right? Then we'll say the light of God surrounds you. See, what my mind would say, well, we're not there yet. How do I know? That's just my mind talking. See, because my mind is never there. My mind is never quite satisfied. If I were to tell you the secret to life, I'll give you the meaning of life. I'll give you the meaning of life in the next 2 minutes. And you will take that and you go, maybe you read it in a book or you heard it in another lecture or you listen to somebody's talk. Wow, that's so great. I got to remember that. And you do, and you remember that, but after about 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, your mind sneaks in and says, yeah, that's really good, but what about this? And all of a sudden I go, oh, I need a new definition of life. It's made never to be satisfied. Scientific thought, scientific progress is made because the mind is always inquisitive, is always looking for something more or something else.
Jerry,
Yes.
this is Rebecca, and I have never ever liked that saying it is what it is because of what you're talking about. I know that in my heart, and thank God for Jerry Eifler. One time he explained it in a sermon, but I just, it's never what it is, right?
It's never what I think it is.
Yeah, and what it appears to be.
Yes, that's why we use the word illusion a lot.
Right.
It's not that it's false or it's just it's showing itself in a way that is kind of in disguise.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, see, when we say, well, it is what it is, that's sort of passive. Right, so it's almost victim consciousness. Well, that's just the way it is. Tough crap. Too bad. Whereas the reality is, here is how I'm perceiving it right now. How can I, what the Course in Miracles says, how can I see this differently? I could see peace instead of this. That becomes my mantra.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
You nailed it right there when you said the victim consciousness, because just to, as Rebecca had said, just it is what it is, and leave it like that. It's almost feels like, I'm just going to give up, and there's because I'm not going to the next step in terms of how can I see this differently. It just feels like, you know what, I can see it differently. So I guess I just have to accept this at whatever is showing up.
Yeah, and again, I like to emphasize that so much of I think we take in so much of let's say spiritual reading or something like that as or even compassion or loving kindness as being some sort of weird form of passivity, when really it's the highest form of action. Let's take forgiveness, for example. Forgiveness could be looked upon as being wimpy, weak, passive. Whereas in reality, it's probably one of the highest forms of consciousness the mind and the heart can ever take. It's bypassing all of this stuff. So I think what we're talking about here, in a number of different ways, is we're talking about energy, we're talking about vibration and high vibration that lower vibration might not understand. So we say unconditional love doesn't fit. Unconditional love fits with my soul, fits with my heart, fits with my spirit, but does not suit the lower consciousness because it just can't understand that. The prescription of what you think and how you would outline the ideals that we would teach you is smaller and in lower frequency than what we would like to gift you with. See, I got to be very careful about that one too, because I'm not interpreting what they're saying. I'm sharing with you my perception of what they're saying. I don't know any more than you do. The way Ram Dass put it, he says, we were all playing game here. All of you who are sitting out there are pretending that you don't know. And I'm sitting up here and you're pretending that I do know, all right? And so I'm willing to play the game if you are. But remember, it's just a game. You don't know any more than I don't know any more than you do. I'm just a spokesperson for this material right now. And whatever I say or whatever comes through my mouth is not intellectually stimulated so much as it is me speaking the truth as I see it in this moment. And if that's helpful to you, that's great, but it's always helpful to me. The prescription of what you think and how you would outline the ideals that we would teach you is smaller and in lower frequency than what we would like to gift you with. So if you would adhere to this teaching just for 20 minutes or so, we include Paul, and go into a new agreement that you are being carried to the next step up the journey, you will find yourselves in a whole new way. I will see myself differently. When I walk out of here this morning, I will be a different person than when I walk through those doors. You believe that? Not just time-wise, it's not just you've gotten a little bit older. Every moment you are open to unconditional love, you become a larger, bigger person, persona, a larger being. Your capacity is expanding. We're almost run out of words of being able to describe it, because when I say a bigger person, we usually relate that to our smaller consciousness. But every moment that I am open to unconditional love, I expand in consciousness. I become more than I thought I was. Moment to moment to moment.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, man, you nailed it again. I'm saying to myself, and just in terms of, okay, once the group is over, or wherever lecture I'm listening to, in terms of me being different, am I going to be different? In other words, what have I attached myself to? What have I identified with myself so strongly that I'm unwilling to let go of that, just to let go of that? In other words, it's nice and it's cool within the group, okay? But when I go out into this marketplace known as my life, here I go. I gotta put my armor back on. It's like what you used to say many, many couple years ago. Well, we gotta get back to the real world.
It's like a friend of mine said, he said, I love everybody when I'm by myself. Okay. And I knew exactly what he was talking about.
That is
And
so true.
as Jim was saying, as soon as I go back in the marketplace, all my addictions and all my attachments come back. All of my judgments, all of my fears, all of my doubts, all of my whatever, okay? And so we realize that, and it is funny. It is a crazy piece of spiritual wisdom, right? And spiritual humor, right? That I can love everybody when there's nobody else around.
Jerry?
So what we are learning here, one of the things we are learning here is, how do I prepare myself
Yes.
for going into the outside world? And just realizing that I'm going to get ambushed by all of my judgments, by all of my fears, by all of my stuff, and that's okay, right? But I just need to remember that that's going to happen probably, and there are going to be some things that suck me in more than others. That's what I need to heal.
That's good.
Yes, Paula.
It's kind of like going back to kind of like a little child poem, but it wasn't a child's poem. It's easy enough to be cheerful when life goes along like a song, but the man who can smile is the man who's worthwhile when everything goes dead wrong.
Thank you. Where's that from?
I don't know. I was
That's
always
good.
told it from the time
It
I was small.
almost
I've
sounds
remembered that ever since I was little.
it almost sounds like Dr. Seuss.
I
Yeah,
know,
it does.
but it wasn't. It I don't know. I don't know who told me that as a child, but I've never forgot it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You remembered that for a reason.
For a reason. It's down in my important quotes, and I don't know who did it. It said
Dead
it.
wrong.
And you know what?
It doesn't matter. The wisdom just lasted.
It did.
See, the mind wants to know where it came from, and your soul says, "I don't really care where it came from. I just want to be embraced by that truth." Thank you, man.
So that song, When You're Smiling,
Yeah, the
when you're
whole world
smiling, the
smiles with
whole world
you.
smiles with you.
Let's put our stuff down. Got to leave a little bit early this morning because I got a duty in the sanctuary. Let's stretch a little bit before you kind of settle into your space and breathe. And as you close your eyes, I would like you to open yourself up to the space a moment ago where we were all laughing together. Notice how free that is. Notice how expansive that is. We weren't laughing at ourselves judgmentally. We were laughing at the paradoxes of spirituality that we meet every day. Knowing that we can't figure them out with the mind, but the heart knows the truth. In the words of Jesus, I am the way, truth, the life, or the light. So are you. The spaciousness that you have created this morning heals the world and heals all beings in it. From every dimension, from every level of time, from every lifetime. In this sacred space, there is nothing else. Okay, stretch again. Deep breath. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Jerry.
Just be careful in the marketplace.
Okay, that's right.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too.